Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. If the goal of this life is to be holy, that is, to be perfectly virtuous, then what do the sacraments matter? After all, there are plenty of people who don't receive the sacraments, and yet they seem to be more virtuous than a lot of the folks who do receive the sacraments. Put it differently, does Jesus care about the sacraments? Obviously, what matters most to Jesus is that we love God and we love our neighbors. That's pretty clearly Jesus' top priority. Okay, well, what's the church's top priority? Actually, at Vatican II, the church said that it was the liturgy, which means the worship of God through the Mass and the sacraments. So the sacraments are the source and the summit of the Christian life, the starting place and the high point. Well, that makes it sound like the church's top priority is the sacraments. So, which is it? What should be our top priority? Love or the sacraments? Because it couldn't be that Jesus and the church have different priorities, could it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's true that love of God and love of neighbor is the top priority, that the holiest person is the one who loves the most. As John of the Cross said, at the evening of our lives, we'll be judged by our love. And all the other virtues, well, they exist to support the highest virtue, which is love. So love is the mark of holiness and the goal of all virtue. But the sacraments have to do with holiness and virtue as well. In fact, that's why they're called sacraments, a name which derives from the same root as sacred, which is just another word for holy, because we'll never have the ability to love the way God loves, and we'll never be prudent or just or faithful or as hopeful as we need unless we are brought into an intimate closeness with God. It's the sacraments that are meant to bring us into that closeness. It's the sacraments that unite us to God, who in turn is the only one who can make us holy. So very simply stated, by virtue of baptism and the Eucharist, God comes to live within you so that he can love through you the way you are incapable of doing on your own. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Throughout the history of religion, there is always the effort to separate our relationship with God from the moral life. People come up with all kinds of tricks and techniques to try and feel holy without actually becoming virtuous. Some have tried to be baptized as late as possible. Some have tried to use an indulgence or a scapular as a shortcut to heaven. Some have tried to cultivate a strong sense of faith and then say that's all God cares about. Some go to events where they have powerful religious experiences, and then they don't do anything to work at getting over their sins. Well, the truth is that none of that works. Holiness and heroic virtue have to exist together. To be close to the Lord means being like the Lord, and there's no getting out of it. What that means in practice is that the moral life, which simply means trying to grow in virtue, and participating in the sacraments are two blades on the same pair of scissors. If you try to use one without the other, it won't work the way it's supposed to. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
This is why the virtues and the sacraments are meant to go together. In fact, when Thomas Aquinas asks why there are seven sacraments, one of the answers he gives is that they are meant to correspond to the seven virtues. Baptism is the first Christian sacrament, and it bestows the grace of faith. Confirmation is meant to build up the virtue of fortitude. The Eucharist is the supreme sacrament, Christ himself. And when we receive him, we receive the grace of the virtue of charity. Confession restores the relationship between God and the sinner, and so it serves justice, which is the virtue that establishes and preserves right relationships. The anointing of the sick prepares us for our final journey to heaven, so it's the sacrament geared at the virtue of hope, to help us keep our sights on our final homeland. And Holy Orders is the sacrament for those in authority, which is designed to aid our church leaders with the prudence they need, not only to lead their own lives, but to lead the church. And marriage is the sacrament which channels and sanctifies one of the strongest desires we have, the desire for physical, personal, and creative love. It therefore grants us the grace of temperance, which is the virtue that properly directs and controls all our desires, especially the strongest ones. So you can't separate the sacraments and the life of virtue. They go together. Each only makes sense with the other. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Christ is the one who told us to love, but he's also the one who gave us the Mass and the sacraments. Because if you're trying to be radically holy, if you're trying to be perfectly virtuous, and if you're trying to love the way God loves, well, you're going to need God to come and do it through you. That's what happens through the sacraments. The sacraments are the means by which Jesus gives himself to us. Which means if you're trying to live a good Christian life, but if you're not making use of the sacrament, it's like trying to drive a car without gas in the tank. You might be able to put it in neutral or make a little progress by pushing, but it's not really how it's meant to be done. By the same token, if you're receiving the sacraments but you're not being diligent about trying to root out vices and make your behavior better, and avoiding the near occasion of sin, then, well, you're blocking the sacraments from having their full effect. The sacraments are meant to flower in a life of love, justice, prudence, and hope. To receive the sacraments without trying to advance in these, well, you might as well put a seed in a metal box instead of in the ground. The sacraments will only bear fruit if you cooperate with them. So receive them regularly and then put the grace they offer into practice. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What struck you there, Teresa?
I really like that last point about a seed in a metal box. I think it's sort of a... I don't think Catch-22 is the right word I'm looking for. But the idea that anyone would want to pursue holiness, but they think they can do it without the sacraments, is like, I'm going to be the best hockey player without practicing. Because just by saying, I want to be the best, but I don't want to practice, means you're just never going to have the commitment to being the best that you need. Because if you were actually committed to it, if you actually wanted that goal, you'd do anything to get there, which means practice and dedication and making those sacrifices for it.
Yeah.
So if you're already saying, well, I'm a pretty good person, I really think it's just my personal relationship with God. I don't think I have to set aside time for him. I don't think I need to go to these specific ceremonies. I don't think I need to go through the motions. I don't think I need to go to church or confession or set aside time in prayer because I already think I've kind of got it on lock. If you really did, if you were a really good player, you would just have the commitment to it to go do those things.
Teresa, you're really drawing together three things very well. We've, in this meditation, we talked about two of them, but you've pointed out that there's really three that go together.
Mm-hmm.
That, I love your hockey analogy, because you can get out there on the ice by yourself,
mm-hmm.
or you could have the greatest, imagine if Wayne Gretzky, now I'm mm-hmm. going retro here.
Old school.
Imagine if Wayne Gretzky could enter in you and play through you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Because that's what's happening in the sacraments.
Mm-hmm.
In the sacraments, God comes to live in us
yeah.
and play through us. But still, you have to practice.
Mm-hmm.
That's virtue. But the only way we will open up to the grace The only way we will open up to Jesus coming to live through us in the sacraments is by prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
very simply, Jesus gives himself to the sacraments. We open up to receive
mm-hmm.
by prayer, and then we have to practice.
Yeah, essentially, taking this metaphor to a ridiculous extent, even if you were to be possessed by Wayne Gretzky while you're on ice, if you have never worked out a day in your life,
That's
if you've
right.
never been on ice before, if your body is not ready for that, you don't have the muscle memory, you just don't have the balance, even Wayne Gretzky could not
That's right.
get you through a game.
That's right. You still have to practice
mm-hmm.
and grow in the skills, which
yeah.
is virtue.
You have to you have to build yourself up into the right conduit for
God
this,
to act.
For God.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Essentially, it comes back to, if you're not someone who can listen internally, spiritually, if you're not someone who can be humble enough to ask God for his guidance instead of making all the decisions yourself, then even Wayne Gretzky couldn't save you.
That's right. I'm glad it's hockey season.
I'm glad it's hockey season. Guys, get ready for a lot of hockey metaphors. It's all I have in the bag.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, hockey, and the rosary. Share this with others.